name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Old Testament reading, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 and 4. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the house was filled with smoke. I don't want to steal the choir's thunder, but this parable is a marvellous description of worship in heaven, and it deserves to be set to grand music, and it has been, as we will find out later. The prophet Isaiah has a vision of the glory of God surrounded by angels, and the place was filled with smoke. "Woe is me," he says. And then the image of a burning coal taken from the altar and placed on his tongue. But is this really heaven? He sees the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and smoke is everywhere. Perhaps not heaven, but high mass at All Saints, with one of our enthusiastic thurifers filling the sanctuary of incense and the choir coughing. I find it interesting that Isaiah's vision of heaven is not about angels with harps, but about something more general, about worship. And it is particular worship, it is Eucharistic worship. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts," the angels sing. The same song we sing to usher in the prayer of consecration at every Eucharist, as we will today. In Isaiah's mind, heaven seems to be one unending high mass complete with a smoke. It is the same with the epistle from Revelation chapter 4. Here, St. John the Divine also describes heaven, and it's almost the same. "There is the Lord seated on a throne, being worshipped, and the heavenly throng sings those same words, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" This worship of heaven is exactly what Trinity Sunday is about, the worship of Almighty God. In our Episcopal prayer book, we have three creeds. The longest and the most difficult to understand is the Athanasian Creed. This Athanasian Creed attempts to explain the doctrine of the Trinity, or at least proclaim it. And at the heart of its declaration is this line: "And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity." The Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God. Thus, the Catholic faith, which this parish is based on and proclaims, is about worshipping the Trinity. And we do worship the Trinity rather well here, don't we? I think both Isaiah and St. John the Divine, and also St. Athanasius, would all feel very much at home here at All Saints on a Sunday. But there is another question, isn't there? How can you worship something you don't quite understand? Well, if we know the Trinity in terms of a personal relationship, we can easily worship the Trinity, for we can certainly worship what we know. Surely Trinity Sunday, then, is about knowing the Holy Trinity, and surely the Trinity is all about knowing God. It does seem strange that at the end of Eastertide we have a Sunday that seems to celebrate a doctrine. Since last Advent Sunday, we have had 6 months of celebrating the life of Christ and his teachings as we have had revealed to us through Holy Scripture. Surely it cannot conclude with a doctrine based on 4th century philosophy. But in actual fact, Trinity Sunday is a natural conclusion to the revelation of life, of the life of Christ. For the Trinity, it's God's revelation of his life to us. All through the ages, people have wanted to find God and have him reveal himself. Do you remember the story of Moses and the burning bush? God spoke to Moses in the bush, and Moses asked him, "What is your name?" He had to have a name for God so he could relate to God. And God said, "I am who I am." I am became God's name, variously translated as Jehovah and Yahweh. Now, through the sending of his Son, this same God is revealed as three persons. And we know their names, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How important names are to us. When we refuse to speak to people by name, there is a breakdown in relationship. God wants to have a relationship with us, and so he has revealed himself to us by name as well as by person. And we not only know their names, we know something about them, a quality which had been hidden before, a quality of relationship. God is love, said St. John. In the Trinity, God is revealed as love. Because the only way God could be three persons and yet one God is because they are bound together by love. It is the same with the sacrament of marriage. When a couple make their vows to live together in love, they actually become one, but they also still are two persons. And so they are two persons, but one unity. When they process out of the church after the celebration of that sacrament, they are therefore more like God than when they came in, because there is a unity of the persons. Similarly, God is three persons, and three persons so much in love, but they also are one God. Just as in marriage that love is to be shared, especially with the children, so God's love is so great that he wants to share his love with all his children. You see the similarity between the Trinity and the sacrament of marriage. And perhaps those of you who are married and perhaps those with children can see that. But we can all see that because we've all been children. And we know what it's like to receive love. So on this Trinity Sunday, rejoice that God has revealed himself as three persons so much in love, they are one. And may our worship of the Trinity reveal and reflect that love and make us more loving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.